USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
We are going to save American workers, and we're going to save them quickly. And we're going to save our great American companies, both small and large.
President Trump speaking to the American people from the podium at the daily White House coronavirus briefing. He's addressing the American worker.
This was a medical problem. We are not going to let it turn into a long-lasting financial problem. Started out as a purely medical problem, and it's not going to go beyond that. We're just not going to allow that to happen. Our country was at its strongest financial point. We've never had an economy like we had just a few weeks ago, and then it got hit with something that nobody could have ever thought possible. We are fixing it. We're fixing it. Our country will be stronger than ever before, and we fully anticipate that, and it won't be that long.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
A health threat anywhere is a health threat everywhere. I'm Dr. Phil. A new coronavirus outbreak called COVID-19 started in China and is spreading to many countries, including the U.S. It's critical to get the facts about how to protect our friends and loved ones. While CDC is working with states and communities to stop the spread of the virus, health workers and emergency response efforts need our support. The CDC Foundation, a nonprofit organization, is focusing on immediate and critical needs that help protect our communities here at home and those around the world. We can all play a role in stopping this deadly virus. Get updates, learn how to protect your friends and family, and find out how to help. Go to cdcfoundation.org. That's cdcfoundation.org. Together, our impact is greater.
This has been a public service announcement brought to you by the CDC Foundation.
To Capitol Hill now, here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Congressional Democrats are demanding an ideological wish list, including new collective bargaining powers for unions, as they hold up a nearly $2 trillion economic package of coronavirus relief. The Democrats want tighter fuel emission standards for airlines and an expansion of wind and solar credits. Republican Senator from Texas, John Cornyn, tells Fox News a bill needs to be passed that helps the American people.
Now that the objections that are coming to the forefront are not about getting money to people who need it or making sure they have jobs to go back to, but more about this ideological wish list or outbox that they're trying to use this as leverage for. I think the Democrats will come to the table. Senator Schumer needs some sort of face-saving device. That's why he's talking about continuing to have negotiations with Secretary Mnuchin. They know in their heart of hearts, we got to get this done for the American people.
This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Well, as you well know, no one immune to the coronavirus, and that goes for members of the news media and Bravo Entertainment's Andy Cohen, USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
Over the weekend, Fox News Media announced at least four of its employees had contracted the virus at various locations. An ABC News staffer working at the network's 47 West building in New York City had tested positive for it, and also another TV newser, a staffer for Lou Dobbs' Fox Business show, also contracting it. Andy Cohen, the latest Hollywood figure to test positive for it, the news coming just hours after he announced he would be moving his popular late-night talk show, Watch What Happens Live, to his New York City apartment after work-from-home orders had been instituted by the New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And what sort of impact has the coronavirus had on the price of oil? USA Radio's John Clemens on the story.
Oil prices continued to be under heavy selling pressure due to the reduction in demand because of the coronavirus. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the price at the pump will go even lower.
Motorists need not be in any hurry to fill up, as the national average will likely plunge another 25 to 40 cents per gallon, likely falling under $2 a gallon in the week ahead, while then setting its target on $1.66 per gallon. That's the lowest level we've seen since 2016.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.